93 degrees in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. Tennessee's lottery revenue proceeds are shrinking. This puts the state's scholarship programs at risk, according to a new report. WPLN's education reporter Camelia Burris has more.
Tennessee has 13 scholarship programs serving students pursuing 2- and 4-year degrees, and lottery proceeds fund these efforts. A report by Think Tennessee, a research nonprofit, found that lottery proceeds fell by about 20% in the last 3 years. And at the same time, spending on scholarships and the number of students who depend on them has increased. Think Tennessee's research director, Chris Candelaria, says the state needs to start looking at other ways to bring in revenue.
One is through lottery modernization. As an example, other states allow retailers to accept debit cards. So that's an option, as well as thinking about electronic e-instant games.
The report also highlights another reason that funds available for scholarships may decline: school vouchers. In July 2026, state lawmakers voted to redirect revenue from sports wagering. That money now goes to school maintenance under the Education Freedom Scholarships Act, also known as the voucher program. Sports revenue used to flow into the scholarship program to cover any deficits before this new law. Camelia Burris, WPLN News.
Last week, Claiborne County Mayor Joe Brooks won his reelection bid, but he died in July. The 56-year-old was struck and killed by a motorcycle while he was out for a run. Early voting was already underway at the time of his death, so his name could not be removed from the ballot. WVLT in Knoxville reports the seat will be officially declared vacant next month, and a new mayor will be elected on the November ballot. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN, Nashville Public Radio.